Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. Gosh, I hope you're having a wonderful holiday. And, you know, if you're one of the people who has this day off and you're out and about, do say thank you to the people who are out there working. Thank you to Kwong, who's here. Thank you to me. Thank you to our guest. And thank you to all of you who are listening today. And by the way, in this rainstorm, do take it kind of easy and slow because it's definitely coming down. Well, you are going to love this hour with us, I promise you, because I'm going to be bringing back to the airwaves Linda Kroos Anderson. She is a master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. She specializes in angel readings, and she's going to specialize today in doing some of those on-air readings for you. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about the astrology of today. I think it shifted into something pretty positive. And then we'll come back and see beyond.
This is Skywatch for Monday, January 18th. Saddle up. Mercury ended his retrograde cycle last Friday. You'll notice the difference this week as messages get through when they didn't before and schedules return to something familiar or constant. We still have a retrograde Mars in the heavens, reducing our power supply. Don't push yourself beyond reason in the weeks ahead. The rest of Monday's Skywatch is good for work or play. The moon sextals healing Pluto at 6:15 a.m. Monday morning. Make top priority calls and appointments in the hours that follow, as the moon travels on to harmonize with clever Mercury at 10:48 a.m. Venus enters Aquarius this morning and will travel through the sign of friendship for the next 24 days. Aquarius also rules groups with a humanitarian or charitable goal. Look for new friends or a potential partner by checking out the organizations with causes dear to your heart during this transit. Evening hours are excellent for following your intuition to the source of pleasure. The moon's in Pisces and times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Well, I told you at the 8 to 9 hour that we'd be inviting Linda Kroos Anderson back to the airwaves. And by the way, if her name sounds familiar, it's because of many things, I'm sure. But one is that she was one of your favorite metaphysicians to make predictions on our Seeing Beyond website. That's right, our predictions for 2010. She's a natural, empathic, intuitive, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and she specializes in angel readings. Linda, it's good to have you back on the program. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's good to be back.
Well, and again, thank you so much for contributing to our 2010 predictions. We'll be coming back to that topic in just a bit, but you know, it's always interesting to me to hear about a person's journey, to hear a little bit about their life and how they got to be doing what they're doing right now. When did your interest in metaphysics begin?
Well, I was raised in a household where it was supported. So it was something that I just grew up with it. And, you know, a lot of people don't buy into it and they kind of look at you like you're weird. And so I kind of kept it to myself. And then it got to a point in my life where I just tapped into it. I had gone through, broke up from a relationship, and it was, you know, a lot of things weren't going right in my life. And I decided that I just need to change. And so I started tapping into this, and it has taken off from there.
Well, and you are so lucky to have been raised in a metaphysical family, to have this kind of gift and really talent supported. talk to the parents, grandparents, and teachers out there. Teachers have today off. Talk to them about how important it is to be accepting when a small child has what I call an invisible friend, because to me they're not imaginary, has an invisible friend or talks about things that you may not see or even perhaps has a past life recall.
Well, you know, children are extremely intuitive, and we're all born intuitive. And what happens is we bring this out to our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, whatever, and they kind of disregard it. You know, children bring up their, quote, imaginary friend. Well, that's not an imaginary friend. They're really seeing something, and they're trying to express that to us. And so we really need to be open to it. And
go ahead.
I always was with my boys. When I was a child, here's a story right now, that I woke up in the middle of the night, and I looked out my bedroom window, and we lived on a cul-de-sac, and I saw this beautiful blonde woman with a flowing gown. Her hair was flowing, and she's walking down the middle of the street. Well, when she got to the end, to like where the rain grate was, she disappeared. And so when I woke up, I told my mother, you know, guess what I saw last night? And she goes, Linda, that was your guardian angel.
Oh.
So that was the sort of thing that I was raised with. And, you know, we'd go to great grandma's and things. She was a medium, and things that would probably, you know, scare kids to death, we just talked about openly, like seances she had had, you know. That's just the way it was.
I just love that. I think it is so open. And, you know, metaphysics can be so much fun. Now, I didn't become metaphysical until I was in my 40s, and that was by hearing a psychic on the radio, just like people are hearing you right now.
Mm-hmm.
She announced that she had a Saturday intensive, which I had no idea what that was. Found out later that it was all of her advanced students and me. And so I just dove right in. It was one of the most exciting days of my entire life. And what I tell people is that my life went from black and white to technicolor as soon as I realized what life is really all about. I should say, I think, what life and death are really all about.
Right.
Now, you use the angelic realm as you do your work. Speak to that. How did that all come about for you?
Well, that was interesting. I used to do tarot, and I still do tarot on occasion. But, you know, as you go down this metaphysical path, you find that it's very, very wide at the beginning. And then it narrows as you, you know, find new interests, things that really resonate with you. And so the tarot didn't really resonate so much after a while. So I had spoken with someone, and they said something about Doreen Virtue. And so I went and I was doing tarot readings, and I went to a friend's house, and she goes, oh, you know, I have these angel cards. And I'm like, those are kind of dorky. And, you know, I thought, oh, I can't get into these. And then somebody mentioned Doreen Virtue, and I was pretty much led to go to her website. And then I decided that, wow, maybe I should take one of her classes. I don't know, something just, the angels took me there without me even knowing it. And so at that time, I had just started a new job, so I couldn't really go to her class in Kona. So her son, Charles, was holding his first class ever in Sedona, Arizona. And I thought, well, I can get 3 days off to go to Sedona. So that's what I did, and it just totally changed my life. It was an awesome, awesome experience.
You know, Doreen is a colleague of mine. She's a professional friend, but she's also a personal friend. And I can tell you, she is so beautiful. I mean, she's physically striking, but she's beautiful inside and out, and she is so real. She's so genuine. So you have a great mentor, a great teacher there. When you're doing your sessions with people, do you always call in the angelic realm?
Not necessarily, because a lot of people don't really believe in that. You know, most of the time I call in intuition, and then I will ask them if they'd like me to consult the angels. When I do something live, like an expo or whatever, I always consult the angels and use the cards.
So when you're doing sessions for people on the air today, and I want to do lots of those because this is a holiday, some people have the time off, some people are kind of grumbling because they don't, but maybe they can skip out for a minute or two to get a reading with you. How do you do your readings over the telephone?
I basically use intuition. And if it was going to be a lengthy issue, then I would do the cards.
Okay, and do you need, obviously, the person's first name, and I like to know where they're calling from, but do you also need their birth information?
No, because personally, and sorry, Lance, not to disregard anything, you know, else, but I don't really go by the horoscope. I don't know that much about it, and personally, I feel that January 1st is a man-made holiday, so I go more by the Chinese horoscope.
Oh.
So that's what I like to look at.
Well, we're entering into the year of the tiger. That sounds pretty exciting. Of course, you know, we always put our Western ideas on top of all of this. So going from the year of the ox, which sounds pretty mundane to me, to going to the year of the tiger sounds pretty exciting. But from what you know of Chinese astrology, would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. This is going to be a year of changes. It's going to be great for new beginnings. I'm really looking forward to this year.
Well, and in your predictions on our Seeing Beyond website, predictions for 2010, you said that you felt like the economy was going to get better this year.
Yes, I believe it's going to.
Good news.
People have, I think they're really bored with hearing, oh, well, it's the economy. You know, my dinner didn't taste so good tonight. So it must be the economy.
Right.
You know, people buy into this stuff. You know, and you know, I like to link it to, like, the H1N1 flu, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the pharmaceutical business. The thing is, you know, people bought into that so much. And, you know, please excuse me. I realize people died, and I generally understand that. But it was such a hype, and people were standing in line for these injections, everything. And then all of a sudden I look at the website, Safeway has them. So I go down to Safeway, I get my little H1N1, $15.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we create that stuff. We feed into it. We give it energy.
Well, the media loves to pump things up because the more they pump them, the more we click on it on the Internet or buy the paper, buy the People magazine, whatever it is.
That's right, and I refuse. I do not read the paper. I do not watch the news. You know, every once in a while, if I see an interesting story on the Internet, you know, okay, I'll click on it. But I really try to keep myself blissfully uninformed.
Yeah. I say to people who are potential guests on Seeing Beyond, they want to know about the demographics of my listeners, and I say, well, they're over 75% women. Most of them are professional. They're informed. They know what's going on, but they don't need to hear the KCBS loop every 15 minutes.
Right.
And so they want to know now what to do with their lives. I mean, we know there is an earthquake in Haiti, but how do we respond to that now? How can we help? How can we be more compassionate? How can we decide where we want to spend our time, money, and energy? Well, we're going to be taking your phone calls, and it's such a fun thing to have Linda Crose Anderson on the air with us for an entire hour today, which means that we'll be able to squeeze lots of your calls in. She's highly intuitive, might even say psychic, and all she needs is your name. I like to know where you're calling from, and I'd like you to have one specific question. Not only does it kind of speed things along so that more of you can call in, but it also ensures that we have, enough time for each person. So give us a call at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. The other thing I've noticed as I've been doing Seeing Beyond is that the more specific your question, the more specific the psychic's answer. Well, our guest this hour is offering you something wonderful, and that is you can have an angel reading with her. You can have pastoral and metaphysical counseling. She charges regularly $125 an hour or $70 for a half an hour. She takes cash, check, or credit through PayPal. However, she's got a wonderful offering for you today. It's just $1 per minute. You do need to book for 30 minutes, but you could have a 30-minute reading for $30. Just say you heard this on Seeing Beyond. Be sure and call her as soon as possible because this is going to book up. It's 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. And you can also go to her website to find out more about Linda. That's wingsoflove.com, but spelled a little differently, wingsofluv.com. All right, the number to be on the air with us, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
East West Bookshop in Mountain View is pleased to be one of the sponsors of Seeing Beyond with Bonnie Colleen. You are invited to check out the East West Bookshop website to see a complete calendar of their upcoming author events and much more. You can take a virtual tour of their beautiful store and browse the aisles right online. You can read book reviews, spoken word reviews, video reviews, and music reviews. You'll find reviews with authors and lecturers and links to other interesting and useful sites. So bookmark www.eastwest.com and visit often.
Having a birthday, wedding shower, housewarming, graduation, office, Halloween, New Year's, Christmas, or dinner party? Want to try something different to entertain your friends and associates? The trained clairvoyants at the Berkeley Psychic Institute will come to your event and do psychic readings. Call Psychic Entertainment Services at 510-644-1600 for more information. That's 510-644-1600.
Hello, I'm Lance Ferguson, the author of Skywatch. Before you buy your airline tickets for your vacation next year, or schedule a wedding or business trip, or have cosmetic surgery in 2010, get informed on what's happening in the Skywatch by reading my new 2010 datebook. I've listed the KISS days for each month to help you successfully schedule the most important events in your life, and alerting you, too, to the quack days when there are difficult markers and a disturbance in the force. This is information that will help you, your family, and your friends throughout 2010. Send a check, cash, or money order for $25 for your hard copy of the 210 Datebook. Yeah, yeah. Direct your mail to Post Office Box 61045, Corpus Christi, Texas 78466. Or you can use your credit card or PayPal and order your personal copy of the Datebook at www.skywatchastrology.com. Yeah, and we'll send you a PDF version by email, and you can print up copies for everybody you know. If you have big ambitions for your life in 2010 and expect to make major changes, I urge you to order the 2010 Datebook before you finalize your plans. Use the wisdom of astrology, the knowledge of retrograde, squares, and trines to improve the timing in your life. An incredibly eventful year is ahead, and you'll benefit from knowing the Skywatch in 2010. Post Office Box 61045, Corpus Christi, Texas 78466. And you know it's the truth. Times change.
Our guest this hour, Linda Kroos Anderson, has high standards of ethics and respect, which allows her to provide you with insights into relationship, family, career, or any challenges you may face. She says she can empower you to release old patterns of fear, anger, poor self-esteem, spiritual blockages, and more. And if you would like to connect with her for that special offering, just think, a 30-minute reading for just $30, call her at 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. All right, well, let's see what Robin wants to know about. She's calling in from Alameda. Good morning, Robin. You took this opportunity. I always think it's fun to be the first one to call in. What is your question for our guest,
morning,
Linda?
Good morning, Colleen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling because I'm interested in, you know, I'm working full-time, but I'm looking for, like, a hobby or something to turn into, like, a business, you know, and I was wondering, you know, what kind of hobby should I take up to bring in some extra income?
Okay.
that's your question? What kind of hobby should you bring up?
Or business, or,
in other words, she wants to do something she loves and make it and make some money at it.
Right,
okay,
right.
Well, first off, good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
What is it you love to do?
I love to work with my hands. And
okay.
Love kids.
Okay. Go on.
Let's see. I love to make money.
Well, the thing is, if you have a specific that you really enjoy, that's what you should take up. And if you love to work with your hands, do you paint?
No, it's more like ceramics, but I don't see making a lot of money doing that.
And you won't. But if you wanted to bring in extra hobby, you know, bring in extra money with a hobby, you know, do something you love, like flower arranging.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, if you love children, maybe you can, you know, I don't know if you want to go the daycare center route, but try volunteering with children first to see if you really like that. Test things out before, you know, you decide to make a choice. There's a lot of stuff out there. And, I mean, maybe basket weaving's your forte. You just have to find out what it is. I mean, I can't tell you specifically. That is something that you know what you love to do. But all I can say is just follow your intuition and go with it.
And, you know, Robin, the thing, I think a lot of people make the mistake of feeling like they've got to drop their day job in order to start something new. And I was a teacher for 7 years. I taught the entire year that I started Seeing Beyond. So I'd get off the, I'd get out of school at 3 o'clock and be on the air at 5 o'clock with a 20-minute drive in between. Yes, it was stretchy. Yes, it was hectic. I also had 2 teenagers of my own and was married at the time. But you know what? It was my passion. So I so agree with Linda. What she says is find your passion first. It's almost like you're putting the cart before the horse. So find your passion first. I always say if you have passion, you won't have to worry about having the energy for what you want to do. So I'd say this is, what do you think, Linda? I'd say this is an investigative year for her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I work 40 hours, 40 to 60 hours at a day job, you know, in the medical industry. And then I do phone work at night. And that's not just for my company. So, you know, if you love it, you'll find time for it.
And
wow.
Sometimes
right.
It does come into providing a full-time living for you. But you got to have the passion first. So thanks for calling in, Robin.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. That means we've got Robin's line available at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Our guest this hour, Linda Cross Anderson, just simply needs your first name. I'd like to know where you're calling from, and I'd like you to have a specific question for her. And what a great day to get a reading on this rainy, windy morning. Well, you have a connection with one of my favorite places. I love it. It's Inner Journeys. They're located in downtown Los Gatos. I've known Kathy for years and years, and this is a woman who is making money, living her passion, and who has been doing it for almost as long as I've been doing Seeing Beyond. She is a delight. She's a counselor herself. I mean, you just walk in there, and she just exudes love and compassion. And that, again, is Inner Journeys in downtown Los Gatos. So what do you do there?
Well, I do free Fridays on occasion. And
what's a free Friday?
Free Fridays are where you just come in Friday at 7 o'clock and just do what, you know, take in whatever workshop's happening. The 31st of this month, let's see, no, that's not there, February 9th, it won't be a free Friday. I won't be doing one of those till March 12th.
Okay.
And that I'll be doing Tarot 101.
Okay.
And what we do is I teach the basics, and we just sit and learn and just talk metaphysics for about 2 hours.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun. So that's going to be when again?
That's March 12th.
And that's Inner Journeys. All right, and then you're going to be at the Holistic Expo. Where's that?
That is going to be at the Crown Plaza in on Chess Drive in Foster City, and that'll be January 31st.
That's January 31st, you said?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what happens at the Holistic Expo?
I'm sorry?
What happens at the Holistic Expo?
Oh, they have everything. They have readers, they sell crystals, they sell jewelry, they have massage, they have all sorts of healings. They pretty much have everything.
Oh, I love that. Okay, where's it going to be again?
That's going to be at the Crown Plaza in Foster City.
Okay.
Now, something else I wanted to let you know, February 9th at Inner Journey, I'll be teaching a workshop on Learn to Connect with Your Angels for a More Fulfilling Life. And that workshop is $25, and that goes from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, great. And if people want more information, they can call you at 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Jay calling in from San Jose. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Jay. I know you.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Here's my question, both for me and for your other listeners, which is, how do I tell the difference between when I'm just getting like an intuition and a feeling, or if I really am having some angel channeling going on?
Well, angel channeling will run into intuition. That's one way that they speak with us. Okay? They give us little thoughts in our head that's the intuition. Now, they speak with us in many ways. They, while we're asleep, because we are, you know, we're docile at that point. They can kind of, you know, we're not going to, our mind isn't busy with other things. So intuition is a definite, I say that that comes from the angels.
Cool. Okay, that was that's what I was thinking about. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Hi. Enjoying the show.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Hey, come to our next meetup.
I will.
All right. Good.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's great to have a guy calling in. I say that the men who listen to Sing Beyond are the new males emerging. I just love it. And so many of you women are suggesting to your boyfriends, your husbands, your sons, your cousins, your neighbors, the guys in your life, that they listen to Sing Beyond and they get readings with people like our guest, Linda Cross Anderson. They take their classes and it makes such a difference. So go into just a little bit more detail about how we can better connect with the angelic realm as we're coming into the year 2010.
Okay. Well, the angels send us all sorts of signs. They'll leave us coins, see feathers. They will show us rainbows. Some people will see cloud formations. Some people will hear voices, but one of the big ones is, you know, if you ever have a ringing in your ear or a high-pitched sound.
Mm-hmm. Happens to me.
That definitely is angel communication.
It's interesting. When that first started happening after I got into metaphysics back, in about 1986, I realized, the first time it happened, I realized they whatever was going on, they, whoever they were telling me to pay special attention.
To what was going on at that very moment.
Exactly. Whether
and
it was a cat crossing my path or a baby crying or somebody calling me up to be a guest on the program, whatever it was.
Right. And so, you know, that's a beautiful way of tapping in.
And so what are some other ways?
Well, when you see signs, you know, it's the same thing. What am I thinking at that moment? You know, what is going on? What are they trying to tell me? I have a little story. My Uncle Chuck died about 2 years ago, and we were having his funeral in the mausoleum in San Jose, and I see my mother, you know, waving at something, you know. I said, Mom, what are you doing? She goes, ah, there's a feather. I said, Mom, that's not a feather. That's Uncle Chuck. Because, you know, our loved ones, they become our guardian angels.
Oh, I was going to say, well, why a feather?
Yeah, they come from the wings.
Mm-hmm. I get and, it now. I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, and, you know, I am told by certain psychics that they see, you know, a whole gathering of people around me, always on my left side.
Well, I love that. And again, you are going to be at the Holistic Expo, January 31st, Crown Plaza. And what town is that?
That's in Foster City.
Will you be doing some readings there?
I will absolutely be doing readings there. Now, I do readings there with a company called Looking Beyond.
Okay.
So if you're looking for me, look for Looking Beyond, and I'll be there.
All righty, great. And then when will you be at Inner Journeys again?
I'll be at Inner Journey February 9th for a workshop to learn to connect with your angels for a more fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
And March 12th for Free Friday, Tarot 101.
All right, that is great. And Inner Journeys, again, is located in downtown Los Gatos, very close to Highway 17. And just a quick jaunt off of there, and they've got so many wonderful restaurants in downtown Los Gatos, some of them inexpensive. So make an evening of it. And if you'd like a 30-minute reading with our guest, Linda Crowe Sanderson, can be done over the telephone. Give her a call. She's offering that for $1 a minute. Just say you heard this on our show, Seeing Beyond, and her number is 1-888-WINGS-58-888-WINGS-58. It's regularly $125 for an hour or $70 for a half an hour. So this is quite a savings. She takes a payment in the form of cash, check, or credit through PayPal. And again, that's 888-WINGS-58. I'm glad you're with us. If you'd like to have a reading with Linda, call us at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8288. What will 2010 bring to you? Why wait when you have the power to control your own success starting now? Attend Energy by Design, a two-part seminar series starting February 19th, and learn how you can kiss fate goodbye. Hear from the always entertaining Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, a.k.a. Dr. Quantum, world-acclaimed quantum physicist and popularizer of the science-spirit connection. Seats are limited, so reserve now for this compelling seminar series that also features Feng Shui Master Joey Yap, who joins Dr. Wolf on March 19th for a rare audience Q&A session. Learn what energy is really all about from a quantum physics and spiritual point of view, and learn practical and proven methods that will help you achieve greater success in 2010 and beyond. Go to my website, seeingbeyond.com, and click on the ad for Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, and you'll have all the information you need to purchase tickets. Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and yes, you're right. They have changed the date for the Dr. Fred Allen Wolf event coming to San Francisco. That's right, the new date, February 19th. If you have been contest winners and you've received tickets, your tickets will be waiting at will call for the February 19th Dr. Fred Allen Wolf. I'll be there. Hope to see you. Well, this is Bonnie Colleen, and guess what? If you're the very first caller who calls 415-543-8255, you could have a pair of tickets waiting for you at the Fred Allen Wolf event. Thanks to the producers of that event, you'll have two tickets complimentary there on February 19th. Call 415-543-8255. Welcome back. I'm here with Linda Crowe Sanderson. We're taking your phone calls. We're answering your questions. Her metaphysical journey began, as she said, as a small child when she could see spirits, which she later grew to know as her guardian angels. She was raised, and I love this, in a fourth-generation matriarchal background of highly spiritual women, which still it took a major life change, more like a universal thump in the head, to truly embrace her spiritual gifts, she said. What was that thump on the head for you, Linda?
Well, at that point in life, I was self-medicating quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a relationship went sour, I got to the point I was 50 pounds overweight. My life just wasn't happening the way I wanted it to. And I just made the decision, you know, that I was going to put myself in an outpatient program, which I did. And when I made a decision to quit drinking, I thought, you know, this is it. And so the minute I entered that program, it was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So today, that's just no part of my life. It's not, you know, that's just not who I am today.
So things have really changed for you, and you has that made you, do you think, more intuitive, more clairvoyant?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When you have all those chemical things going into you, you know, you don't pay attention. And that's what a lot of people's problems are. I mean, their angels are always talking to them. But they, A, they don't know what to look for, and B, they don't pay attention.
Well, I absolutely love it when I see a bumper sticker or a billboard sign that gives me the answer to a question or gives me some encouragement, and I always know it was put there by my angels.
Right. And, you know, another huge sign that they do are numbers, you know, like 222, 111, any digit that, you know, is repeating itself. And Doreen has a fabulous book called Numbers 101, I believe, where she will tell you all, what all those numbers mean.
Oh, I love that. And by the way, you mentioned that you weren't too intrigued with her angel cards, but now that you've met her and studied with her, what do you think?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I you know, that was just my initial feeling.
Uh-huh.
But once, you know, I was meant to follow that path.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And, you know, I think that this culture oftentimes teaches us, and there's so much to be cautious about, that it teaches us to say no before we say yes. It teaches us to say no before we even think about it. It teaches us to say no before we even open up our intuition around it.
Right. And, you know, I read some of her books. That was kind of a prerequisite to do a class with her, is you need to read a couple of her books. And, you know, it was just so wonderful. And it was, I've just found such an inner peace since I've started doing this. And I know that my whole life is taken care of.
Boy, that is a good thing to know. Let's go to your namesake, Linda, in San Jose. She's got a question for you. Hey, Linda, what's your question for Linda?
I wanted to ask her angels about somebody that I had a dream about, somebody that I haven't seen in years or thought about, and they're really strongly on my mind since I had the dream. Are they dead? Are they trying to find me?
Is this one person? You keep saying they.
It's one person.
Okay.
Okay, Linda, may I speak with your angels?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to get a hold of them. They are very much alive.
I can't. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him in years and years.
It's amazing. You can try Facebook. You can Google him.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know that I have the right name, you know, as a real common last name, you know. I'm not too computer literate, but I could try that. But is he trying to find me? He's better at that kind of thing than I am.
He's definitely thinking of you, and that's where that's coming in.
Just thinking of me, huh?
Well, you know, thinking, or, I mean, if he was really engaged in a in-depth search, he would have found you, right?
I don't know when he's, well, this happened, the dream I had was in December.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he knows about me, if he could find me, you know.
Well, you know what? It's pretty easy to find anybody with today's technology.
You know, I was just going to say, if he wants to find you, he will. And the other thing is, how about you taking, as my mother would have said, you taking the bull by the horns, and why don't you get on Facebook and some of these other sites which help people to connect with each other. I think that there you've got a basic kind of aversion to this, but you can certainly find a younger person to help you do it. I mean, most of the younger kids get born knowing how to do this. And seriously, the drop the handkerchief is a whole different game than it used to be, right, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
I know. He when I met him, I didn't have to do anything. He just came to me, you know.
Turnabout
is
fair
play. You see me finding him then.
Yeah, so you need to put yourself out there. And what was your last question?
Do you see it happening? Do you see him finding me?
If you make yourself available, yes.
Well, now, I have phone numbers and addresses, you know.
Okay, well, open a Facebook account. You know, the better, the more you make yourself available, the better it is.
Yeah, well, I don't have the same, he only knew me by my maiden name. He wouldn't know my, I was married and I'm a widow now.
Okay,
well, you
could
put on your maiden name.
Open it up.
There's no rules around that.
Open it up on my maiden name, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Open it up with a hyphenated name.
Oh, yeah, good. That's a good idea. All right. Thank you.
Another challenge for the new year. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so, you know, Linda, I love to take calls and then kind of discuss them once I get to another. And, you know, if we're going to stay where we are, we're going to stay where we are.
Right.
So talk about greeting the, you know, we all have our own personal challenges. Like there's some people out there right now that if you said, well, go open up a Facebook account, they say, you've got to be kidding. I've had a Facebook account since the site came on. Other people are going, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine. I would never even think about doing that. And if I did, I wouldn't know how to.
Right.
Okay, so talk to people about the fact that we all have our own individual challenges. I mean, there are people out there who are 50 years of age who've never driven a car, for heaven's sake. So talk about our own personal challenges and about the challenge to overcome them.
Well, okay, now this is one of my favorite parts about the job is, you know, what I do. I can't even call it a job because it's not like something I have to do,
right.
You know. I love to give people the tools to overcome whatever issue they have. Now, that means that they have to participate a little bit in this. You know, I will get people that call me saying, I really like this guy, how should I proceed? Okay, well, if you really like this guy, maybe ask him out for coffee.
Right.
This is the new millennium.
Well, you know? Like I said, drop the handkerchief still exists, but the game has changed. The
exactly.
Tools are different.
Exactly. And, you know, I will get these people, no, that's his job to ask me out. Well, if that's his job to ask you out, then you're at a stalemate right there, and you're not going to make anything happen because you've got a boundary so big that nothing's going to happen for you.
Not only that, but I always say, what's the worst thing that could happen if I fill in the blank?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's going to die if you ask him out for a cup of coffee, and even if he turns you down. But it could turn into something fabulous. Let me tell you a story. My manifestation, all right? Now, with manifestations, you put your intention out there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You always, that will always work for you unless you make the decision that you no longer want that intention. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. My intention was, I had been through a lot of relationships. I really wanted to find a partner in life, someone to grow old with, okay? Now, I did a spiritual singles group, and the first night, you know, I would see pictures of people, but I put out there exactly what I wanted in a guy, all right? I wanted him to be educated. I wanted him to be employed, tall. I mean, just things that people would think are rather trivial. All right, I put it out there. I went to this meetup, and in walked Gregory. He asked me out for dinner. We had dinner, and we've been inseparable for the last 3 months, and now he lives with me.
Okay, Linda from San Jose, I hope you heard that story. That sounds so fantastic. But now, Linda, you may have put that all out there, and I'm 100% for that. I think that was the thing to do. It obviously catalyzed what happened. But if you hadn't gone to that mixer, no matter how great your goals were, it wouldn't have happened.
Exactly. And also, let me add this. He came up to me that after that mixer and thought that I was interested in somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I emailed him that night, and I said, you know, if you're interested, here's my phone number, here's my website.
Oh.
And he got back to me within the hour as soon as he got home.
Well, anybody who has a website called Wings of Love is going to get some attention, right?
Yeah.
So, people, here's that website for you, Wings of Love, but spell it L-U-V, and you can call our guest this hour, Linda Crouse Anderson, at 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Of course, all of that contact information is readily available there on the homepage of our website. And why don't you put out your wonderful, generous, special offering for the beginning of the new year for our Sing Beyond listeners?
Well, my rates are normally $125 an hour or $70 a half hour. And for Seeing Beyond listeners, I would love to give them readings at $1 a minute, which is a 30-minute minimum, which cuts the cost considerably. So I would be more than happy to do that because I really want to hear from you and I really want to give you the tools to work through any issue that you have.
And she isn't kidding when she said it's a considerable savings because it's regularly $125 for an hour or $70 for a half an hour. Prices for events based on individual need. And here is her number again, 888-WINGS-58. That's right, you can have a half-hour session for just $30. You do need to, however, mention Seeing Beyond. That's $1 a minute. And the number again, 888-WINGS-58. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. What will 2010 bring to you? Why wait when you have the power to control your own success starting now? Attend Energy by Design, a two-part seminar series starting February 19th, and learn how you can kiss fate goodbye. Hear from the always entertaining Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, a.k.a. Dr. Quantum, world-acclaimed quantum physicist and popularizer of the science-spirit connection. Seats are limited, so reserve now for this compelling seminar series that also features Feng Shui Master Joey Yap, who joins Dr. Wolf on March 19th for a rare audience Q&A session. Learn what energy is really all about from a quantum physics and spiritual point of view, and learn practical and proven methods that will help you achieve greater success in 2010 and beyond. Go to my website, seeingbeyond.com, and click on the ad for Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, and you'll have all the information you need to purchase tickets. Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen, and yes, you're right, they have changed the date for the Dr. Fred Alan Wolf event coming to San Francisco. That's right, the new date, February 19th. If you have been contest winners and you have received tickets, your tickets will be waiting at will call for the February 19th Dr. Fred Alan Wolf. I'll be there. Hope to see you. This is Bonnie Colleen, and hey, I've got two more of those free, yep, I did say free tickets to the Fred Alan Wolf event in San Francisco on February 19th. Now, please do make sure that you can attend, and if you can, call the number I'm about to give out, and you'll have two tickets waiting for you at will call, one for you and a good friend, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Good luck. Well, our guest this hour, Linda Crouse Anderson, has studied with Doreen Virtue. She's an ordained minister. Her education consists of a degree in social science from Foothill College and a certification in clinical trials management from UC Santa Cruz Extension. And her number again is 888-946-4758. That's 888-946-4758. Or to help you remember it, it's 1-888-WINGS-58. Okay, when you do your half-an-hour session for people, and you've got this wonderful offering here, which is 30 minutes for $1 a minute for Seeing Beyond listeners, how does that work? Do they call you with questions? Do you start right off giving them a session? Do you tape it? How does it work?
Well, I don't tape it. That is kind of, you know, I'm perfectly happy if they want to tape it. I don't really have the equipment for it, so I can't do it for you.
Uh-huh.
But what I do is we talk a little bit, and then I'll call in the angels. I'll do a reading with the cards. You know, it really depends what the issue is. We kind of take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will help them. Sometimes we'll call in the angels for that specific issue. Other times we will do a little breathing. But they always get the takeaway message of, you know, what tools they can use.
I think that is so important. And let's see what we can give to Lorette from Oakland. Hi, Lorette. I'm glad you decided to call in on this nice rainy morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
I want to say I totally miss you at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
I used to just set the day off, and I could get through challenges.
Well, I hope you can listen at 8 o'clock because we are on Monday through Wednesday and some Fridays, too. Like, we'll be on this Friday at 8 o'clock. So I hope that that works for you. And if not, you know, you can always pick up our program on our archives. And, I'm sorry that we're not on at 7 either anymore, but we'll bring you as many hours as we possibly can. So thank you for that. And now what's your question for our guest, Linda Crowe Anderson?
Well, good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I'm a lot more motivated in this new year. My housing situation, I recognize, like, what I've contributed to how it's not working out, and I'm ready to move now. I have a vision of a really nice place that's sunny, bright, affordable. I was born in the year of the dragon. I wonder what you might envision about this transition I'm pursuing.
I see absolutely no reason why you cannot have that. You just have to do some legwork.
Yeah.
You know, look on the typical sites, Craigslist. That's always a good one for finding places.
Yes, I've been doing that. I just really want it to be a match this time.
Yeah. Well, now, do you look for a place by yourself or with roommates?
I'm looking for a place by myself.
Okay. There's absolutely no reason that can't happen for you.
And especially now, rents are down. And I would suggest that you do the same thing that our guest did around getting a guy in her life. You sit down there and you, in detail, and nothing is too petty,
mm-hmm.
write down exactly what you want. And do it every morning.
And say it again?
Write down everything you want in your new living situation and do it every morning. Write it over and over and over again. And, you know, that's one of the best ways to manifest what you truly want. And then, of course, you got to have your feet do the walking. You can't just...
Okay.
Like I said to Linda, she couldn't just sit there and say hi to the guy.
Okay.
She had to actually, she couldn't just manifest the guy in which she was writing. She had to go to the mixer and meet the guy.
Okay. I thank you so much for that advice.
You're welcome.
Right on.
All right. Thank you. Well, just a few minutes. Things go so quickly whenever you're a guest on the program. And again, I want to remind people that they can see your predictions on our Seeing Beyond website. Just go to the predictions for 2010 at seeingbeyond.com. Click on that and then just click on Linda Crowe Anderson's name and you'll go right there. What's your current interest and how do you incorporate that into your current practice, Linda?
Well, my current interest is past life regression.
Mm.
It's something that I really want to investigate and learn more about. So I am going to incorporate that into my business once, you know, I feel a little bit more comfortable with it.
Right.
I have also started something new, which is very interesting to me, and that's spiritual house cleaning,
mm-hmm.
where people feel entities or dark energies in their home, and I'll go in there and clean it for them.
Mm-hmm. So you could actually go into somebody else's house and do a kind of a ritual work around that.
Absolutely.
Boy, that makes all the difference. You know, you have so many services that you gift to people in your readings. In your perspective, Linda, what is the greatest service that you can offer your clients?
Giving them the tools so that they can do this themselves. I mean, maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot. You know, a lot of people might say, don't give them the tools because we want repeat business. Uh-huh. You know, if I don't have that, that's perfectly okay. As long as I have given people the tools, the understanding on how they can manifest things themselves.
Well, you are not only a psychic, you do angel readings, you do have an aficionado and a talent for the tarot cards. Is there any one card that really delineates the new energies of this year, 2010?
I would say the High Priestess.
Ooh, that's my card. Tell us about the High Priestess card.
Well, the High Priestess, she has to do with intuition.
Uh-huh.
And doing things. You get a thought, you go ahead and do it. You don't sit and mull it over and worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I have a magnet in my office that says leap and the net will appear.
Oh, I like that.
And, you know, I've kind of done that my whole life, and I have a fabulous life.
Well, it certainly sounds like you do, Linda, and I so appreciate you having been here, having made the predictions for our Seeing Beyond website, giving us the Priestess card for this year. She is definitely a model for us, one of intuition, and bringing the goddess energy back into our lives.
I really think
this is the time for that. So thank you so much for having been here. And again, Linda has a very generous offering for you. If you would like to have a 30-minute reading with her over the telephone, that would only be $30. It's $1 per minute. Just mention Seeing Beyond. It would regularly be $70, so what a savings. And here's her number, 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. Her website is Wings of Love. That's L-U-V, wingsofluv.com. And again, January 31st, you're going to be at the Crown Plaza in Foster City for the Holistic Expo. Go to the booth called Looking Beyond. And then again, what are the dates for your Inner Journey workshops?
February 9th and March 12th. And in regard to Holistic Living Expo, please go to my website, email me, and I'd be happy to send you a free pass.
Wow, how fun. Okay, the website again is wingsoflove.com. February 9th at Inner Journeys in Los Gatos, she'll be talking about angels. March 12th is a free reading, free workshop, I'm sorry, on Tarot 101, also at Inner Journeys downtown Los Gatos. And again, Linda's number, 888-WINGS-58. Well, congratulations to all of you who won tickets to the Fred Allen Wolf event on February 19th. Remember, we're not sending out the tickets. Just simply show up to the events at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco. Go to Will Call and give them your name, and you'll have two tickets waiting for you. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. That's right. Tomorrow is Tuesday, when we'll see you here on Seeing Beyond from 8 to 9 a.m. In the meantime, do just that. See beyond.